jimclass.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM as we welcome you in. Coming up, Cal Eldred. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We're going to talk some Big Ten tournament baseball as well with Cal. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. News out of the National Football League on a couple of different fronts. A little bit of golf news as well. And kind of a very sad last 24 hours or so. We'll kick it all around as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Here in this overcast Tuesday, we welcome you in here on the Gym Class. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes here on this Tuesday. Thank you very much for joining us here. Your chance to win $100 a day in the month of May coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. Doing that each weekday in the month of May with the exception of next Monday, which is Memorial Day, of course. And sometime now between 3:04 and 7 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to win that. We do have a pair of rounds and two sleeves of golf balls to Cedar Rapids City Golf Department golf courses, and we'll give you an opportunity to pick those up here on our program. We know that before 4 o'clock here today. As I mentioned, Cal Eldred's going to join us and plenty to talk about in the world of sports, and we'll get to it coming up here right now with myself and Mr. Mark Dukes here to my right. How are you?
I'm well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. And like I said, boy, you talk about a tough 24 hours. Obviously, our hearts go out to everything with all the folks that were affected by what happened in England yesterday, last night, etc. And then wake up this morning, Roger Moore passing away, one of the Bonds from the series of James Bond films. He passes away at the age of 89. And then we find out this afternoon, Cortez Kennedy, the NFL Hall of Famer, Tez, dies suddenly at the age of 48. And they are calling it of natural causes. He died in Orlando, Florida, and a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So, man alive. And then with Nicky Hayden yesterday passing away after his bicycle accident in Italy. So, it's been a tough 24 hours, certainly. Just in the world, period, no matter how you look at it.
Cortez Kennedy, really good college football player and obviously very good in the NFL. Any Hall of Famer was, but that's very young, under 50 years old. As far as Roger Moore, we developed a poll question today around that subject. KGYMRadio.com, who played the best James Bond? And you're a big Bond fan.
I'm a huge Bond fan. I have every one of them.
Was it Sean Connery, Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, or Daniel Craig? I think David Niven also played Bond one time
yes,
as well.
Yes, he did. He did it in the satire Casino Royale back in 1967. Yeah, go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And obviously the reason we have that up there is due to the passing of Roger Moore. I will say this. I grew up with Roger Moore as my Bond in my my youth. I must say he was the one that got me excited about the James Bond films. Love them. Still love them to this day. And probably lost a little innocence to James Bond and whatever. But, you know, that's what it's for. And still, and I don't want to get into it on the text line or whatever the case may be. I think it's the best movie franchise in history. I know the Star Wars people will come after me, but of the almost 30 films now that have been done for 007, I think it's the best one out there. And Roger Moore was the witty Bond. He was the tongue-in-cheek guy. He was the one that always had the quip whenever he had the opportunity to throw it out there. I thought he may have been my least favorite, but he kind of grew on me over the years. And like I said, he was the Bond when when I was growing up, back in my preteens, teens, and into the early 20s. He was the guy that was portraying James Bond.
If I had to vote, I think it'd be Roger Moore. I think it also has to do with the movies in which he played Bond, Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, so on and so forth, For Your Eyes Only.
Spy Who Loved Me, one of my favorites.
Yeah, he was, Connery is really good. And I didn't like Dalton later on. I just think it wasn't that, it almost didn't fit him. You know what I mean?
Living Daylights was
Pierce
okay.
Pierce Brosnan,
he was the dashing Bond.
Well, so was Moore.
Well, yeah, but Moore would come at you with that, the quip. He'd come at you with that, you couldn't write that stuff for Connery. I think Connery all around my favorite Bond. Daniel Craig is pretty good too, though. I will say this. I don't think they've ever swung and missed as far as assigning a Bond is concerned. George Lazenby only had the one, obviously, on Her Majesty's Secret Service back in the late 60s. And then,
I don't recall that one. So, he's kind of off my
radar. Telly Savalas, man. Telly Savalas was playing Blofeld.
Scaring me here.
George Lazenby, also born on my birthday, September 5th. Not same year, but on my birthday, September 5th. But first one to pass, Roger Moore. What do you think out there? Was he your favorite Bond? 319-366-1600 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I know you're yelling, talk sports. And we are going to talk sports coming up here in just a little bit. But, Bond did sports. Goldfinger, they had the scene on the golf course in England. Bobsledding, things like that. Yeah, they did the, obviously, playing cards.
Many, many bedroom scenes.
nothing sporting about that. Nothing sporting about that, Mark. What do you think out there? Who is your favorite Bond and maybe some of your memories of Roger Moore as he was came up as the Bond in Live and Let Die? That was his first one in 1973. He took over for that one. And then, what else? Man with a Golden Gun, like you said, Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and A View to a Kill was his last one. Probably hung on one too many. He was getting pretty long in the tooth for a Bond guy.
I think he was the oldest when he got the role. Oldest, yes, among the, yes, actors who played Bonds.
Correct.
Bond.
When he played Bond in A View to a Kill, it was time to, the writing was on the wall at that point. Probably stayed one too many. Dalton only had, I think, a couple. License to Kill and Living Daylights.
You have every Bond movie.
I have every Bond movie. Yes, I do. Watch them quite a bit as well. In fact, I may have a double feature tonight. We may go with Spy Who Loved Me, followed by For Your Eyes Only tonight. If I don't find it on the cable somewhere, because you got to think it's probably a Roger Moore marathon somewhere going on right now.
319-366-1600 is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to know more about Jerry Ask Investment Services, go to jkainvest.com. 9068, best movie franchise? Are you forgetting about Twilight?
Yeah.
Yep. Afraid so.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. No. I know. That was tongue-in-cheek, too. I see. You can see Roger Moore saying that. Did you forget about Twilight? I can't do Bond impressions. I'm sorry. Just can't do it. Roger Moore's foil, of course, was Jaws. And a couple of his movies that he portrayed James Bond in. So, yeah, your thoughts welcome.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. That poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot.
Yeah. Iowa Staters out there, Cyclone fans, as you probably already know, the Cyclone Tour will be in town, I believe at 5:30 over at the Marriott, over on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Many of the coaches will be there touring Eastern Iowa today, so If you're in a Cyclone backer, we encourage you to stop on by and wish them all well as they stop in our fair city. So looking forward to that. To talk some sports here while we're waiting for our text to fly in about Roger Moore. National Football League news today. A couple fronts. First of all, just within the last 30 minutes or so, it has been announced that the Super Bowl sites for 2021 and 2022 have been moved around a little bit, flip-flopped, if you will. Tampa will now be the site of the 2021 Super Bowl. That was the one earmarked for the new Los Angeles Stadium. And the stadium is not going to open until that date. And NFL rules prohibit stadiums from hosting a Super Bowl in their first year. So they are going to keep that and move the Los Angeles Super Bowl now to 2022. More importantly, I believe, is the fact that we're going to see more ties in the world of National Football League play starting this fall, as it's now been deemed that overtime period should go from 15 minutes to 10 minutes in the world of the National Football League. So if you're worried about time, then why don't you just go to something like the colleges play? You can be done with it after one or two possessions. That's my thinking, and everybody gets a fair shake at it, but that's not going to happen. Your thoughts out there on that at 319-366-1600. And more importantly, our long national nightmare is over. Bring back the fun bunch. Bring back, whatever, the icky shuffle. NFL players can celebrate as long as it's not distasteful and in a sexual nature.
Mm-hmm.
That is still prohibited. But I don't know. I guess it's fine. Let them have fun out there. It's a game.
I think in regards to the two rule changes, on the overtime, above and all else, stop tweaking the damn thing. Go with something and go with it going forward. If you're going to play a 10-minute overtime or a 15-minute, whatever it may be, play it till the end of that overtime.
And see who's come out on top?
Just play 10 minutes. I play 15 minutes. Whoever's ahead at the end of that period of time wins the game. Major League Baseball, they don't play the top of the 10th, and the visiting team wins. The game's over. In the NBA, they play the full overtime period.
If
you're going to make it 10 minutes, fine. I think it's a kind of a veiled way of trying to reduce injuries. I'm all for that. But whether it's 10 or 15 minutes, play it till its conclusion. I don't want a team that can dominate time of possession with runs, passes, whatever, going down the field, kicking a field goal or a one-yard plunge and winning the game with 4 minutes left in that overtime period. Let's play the whole, whatever period of time you're going to have, 10, 15 minutes, play the whole damn thing. Or go to the college version. I think the college version is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I like it. I think
do too.
One of those two things. But above all, I'll settle on something and stick with it going forward.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there for the changes out there? Speaking of changes, NASCAR has just announced their 2018 schedule. Chock full of changes, including if you are somebody that likes the Brickyard 400, you're going to be going to the Brickyard during football season now, as it is going to be the last race of the year before the almighty chase. Move to September the 9th now at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Very interesting. Very interesting right there. So a few different tracks are going to be involved in the chase now. It will now be Las Vegas, Richmond, so you get another short track in there, Charlotte, Dover, Talladega, Kansas, Martinsville, another short track, Texas, Phoenix, and Homestead. So that will be next year's playoff group as far as NASCAR is concerned. So we can kick that around if you want to talk about that as well.
Back to the NFL, the celebrations, I think, is long overdue. I think... You know, let these players celebrate something. I mean, on the one hand, a lot of players celebrate something they're expected to do. But in the heat of the moment, and it's a big-time score or whatever, as long as it's tasteful, what's the problem? And I'm glad the NFL is moving in that direction. Now there's going to be discretionary calls, I think, on the part of the officials, whether anything's offensive or sexual in nature.
Absolutely.
You got the throat slashing.
Don't want to see that.
Of course not. But I think the officials are still going to have to make a call from time to time as to, you know, an interpretation as to whether something's offensive.
And also, let's not have it be a five-minute, soliloquy in play, three-act play, if you will. Nothing like Homer Simpson's touchdown dance in the Family Guy series.
Mm-hmm.
Todd is laughing in the sports office right now, along with Alex, because they know what I mean. And if you're a Family Guy connoisseur, you know what I mean as well. Nothing like that. Let's just, have a little fun, do your thing for 10, 15 seconds in a tasteful manner, and move on to the extra point.
Now, did you like the Icky Shuffle?
Yeah, it was fun.
How about the Sharpie? Was that Terrell Owens?
Yeah, not as fun because, I don't know, it was okay. But it was, I don't know. I like the Icky Shuffle better. But then Icky had to do it on the sidelines, remember? Remember that? He had to take it to the sidelines.
True. Chad Johnson had a variety of different...
Oh, sure.
Celebratory.
One I remember is the Fun Bunch
mm-hmm.
from the Washington Redskins back in the day with Joe Gibbs.
Sure.
That was a lot of fun. You can do snow angels now if it's snowing in the end zone, things like that. Yeah, that's fun.
You can dunk the ball over the goalpost.
Yeah, do that. You can do that. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in there.
7854, like Chuck Knoll said about celebrations, quote, son, act like you've done this before.
Well, that was the Walter Payton thinking. Walter Payton, and being a Bears fan, Walter Payton did not do any end zone celebrating.
There's a lot to be said for handing the ball to the official.
That's what Walter Payton did. Didn't get to do it in the Super Bowl, which I'm still kind of angry about. But that's the way it goes, I guess. 20 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit.
70-70 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I think as soon as the referee indicates touchdown, 20 seconds should pop up on the play clock in the back of that end zone, and your celebration needs to be over by then.
The 30-second celebration clock is now ticking down. They have to come up with the finale.
Joel and Muscatine, our friend over there, go to the college rule for overtime. It's the best way to finish a game safely. The best team will either score or stop their opponent on the shortened field.
I agree. Now, the only thing I would change in college...
Set it at the 50.
It's too close, yes. I'd put it at the 40.
40 or 50. I'm okay with either one.
Yeah. What is it? It's 25 mm-hmm. now, and it's just too close. One big play, and it's over. Oh, man. I think it's too close. And I would also, perhaps, only after the first overtime set of downs for each team, when would allow them to kick an extra point. Starting with the second one, you got to start going for two.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you don't go into marathon overtime sessions, which is what they're trying to do. Save bodies, whatever the case may be.
Now, my idea about playing the 10-minute overtime to its conclusion, I haven't thought it through what I want to happen after that 10 minutes and it's still tied. I don't know that I want a second 10-minute overtime or a third. It happened back in the day. Remember the Gary Premium game?
Yeah.
When a bunch of...
Chiefs, the Christmas Day game between...
You remember that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chiefs lost. That's a shocker. Chiefs-Dolphins. That was the Ed Podolak game, too.
Mm, 200 and some odd yards.
Total... Yeah. Well, more than that. It's still a record, I believe, of total yards as far as the NFL is concerned. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred, and we'll do that coming up here in just a moment. Also wanted to mention this. For the golf aficionados on television out there, Guess who's being rolled out by CBS this weekend?
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
He'd be in the 18th tower.
For a while. I expect to see Tony Romo on the CBS golf team soon. Now, he is a very accomplished golfer. Tried to make the U.S. Open this year. Shot a 75 in his first round qualifying. Did not get to move on, but he is an accomplished golfer out there. So if he's going to be on the CBS team and they're paying him a gajillion dollars like they are, they might want to get more out of him than just calling some action on Sundays. Let's put him out on the golf course
for
a while.
True enough, because Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo aren't at every event.
True. Hello, friends.
3669 on the text line. Nice to see NASCAR is committed to making sure half of their schedule is short tracks, and as always, throw in two obligatory road courses. Can't have them making too many left-hand turns in one season like almost every other major sport, motorsport in the world.
Yeah, I'd like to see them go to Road America, like the Xfinity Series. I think that would be a boon for them.
Matt at 1737, the KGYM touchdown celebration clock is now running. You could be a good sponsor for it. Another way for the NFL to make sponsorship dollars.
Oh, think of the possibilities. Think of the possibilities. All right, 24 past 3, we'll revisit this, but we're going to talk to Cal Eldred when we come back and talk a little Major League Baseball, also Big Ten Baseball, as the Big Ten Baseball Tournament gets started tomorrow. We'll some big honors we'll talk about with Cal as far as the Iowa baseball team is concerned today. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
April showers bring May dollars. KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the Gym Class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
All right, guys, from the top again.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tommy, that's not the song, man. Again.
Take me out of this garage.
Come on, man.
Cold drafts, root beers, nacho chips, and cheese. Girls to meet and a nice cool breeze.
Come on, dudes, talk a field.
Yes. Yeah, let's go.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. For tickets, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Imagine a place where the world slows down and you can enjoy a craft beer, fine wine, or even a coffee cocktail after work.
I could use all of the above.
You're in luck at the cool new Cafe Muse in North Liberty. With a curated selection of craft beer, wine, and a charcuterie platter that's perfect for sharing.
You also mentioned coffee cocktails?
Yes, Cafe Muse is a full coffee bar.
Music to my ears.
Power up in the morning, wind down after work at Cafe Muse off I-380 in North Liberty. CafeMuseIowa.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, The Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
Back at 3:27 here on The Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. We have the poll question up at KGYMradio.com, which deals with who is your favorite portrayer of 007, James Bond, License to Kill. And we encourage you to vote on that. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, talking as well about some of the things out of the NFL today. Super Bowl's moving around, celebrations back, as long as they're tasteful in the National Football League. By the way, you probably know your favorite Chicago Bear that's going to take advantage of this rule. I already can see Travis Kelce doing strange things in the end zone for the Kansas City Chiefs, Mark. So hopefully within good taste boundaries, I'm hoping for Travis Kelce. I don't want to see any 10-yard penalties and whatnot.
Not many good things have happened the last couple of years for the Bears, so I don't know.
They're going to get in the end zone.
They haven't been there, done that.
They're going to get in the end zone. Come on, man.
All right.
Come on, man. So who's going to be the guy that's going to be pushing the boundaries for the Bears?
Probably not Mike Glennon. Probably not Jordan Howard. I'd say receiver of some ilk.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. A reminder, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be over on the northeast side for Lunchbox Heroes. We're going to be at the Rockwell Collins main plant on 35th Street Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Actually, we're going to be just to the north of that in the small little park, Kenwood Park, I believe it is, up there. And we're going to be there tomorrow serving all around 40, 50 workers and looking forward to doing that. We're doing it all through the spring and summer at various locales up and down the corridor as far as construction sites are concerned. And want to thank Built by Pros as well as our other great sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Colonels, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Wild Hog, Saloon and Walford, Red Wing Shoes, and Airgas. We'll be there tomorrow.
That's an early one. We're going to be serving up lunch at 11 a.m. instead of noon.
True.
About 40 to 50 people. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Going to be a lot of fun. All right. Also a lot of fun each Tuesday is welcoming in Cal Eldred. Talk a little baseball, and we're going to do that here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Cal, how you doing?
Great. And the answer is Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I like I like Daniel Craig.
Look, I'm a huge James Bond fan. My wife is not. Basically, I'd never really watched any James Bond. I introduced her to Daniel Craig as James Bond probably about a month ago, and I also have yet to show her the ones that Sean Connery has been in, which would be, for me, for a long time, it was a tie for first place, but Daniel Craig is just so fitting, and he's so good to me, so I got that's my favorite.
You can't go wrong, man. You can't go wrong with any of them.
No. Pierce Brosnan, lowest on the totem pole.
I agree.
He's not a tough guy.
Yeah, I think I'd put Dalton probably if I was forced to as low on the totem pole, but Brosnan probably second.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. There's our James Bond talk of the day.
You guys made my day.
Cal, I had a moment yesterday when I just sat back and said, this is why baseball is so much fun to follow, and it was about my team, I have to admit. Stick with me on this. The Twins play a doubleheader on Sunday, the second time they did so in 4 days, then fly to Baltimore Sunday night, have to face one of the American League's best teams. The Twins have Kyle Gibson on the hill, who's 0-4 with an ERA in excess of 8. The Twins get down 5-0, and what happens? The Twins win 14-7. I'm just shaking my head. You can never give up on baseball, I don't think.
You can't. I mean, and you know, you look at the odds, and you got Gibson. He's not obviously not pitching well, but even you pointed out last week when we talked about him was that he has his times when he is really good, yet there's times when he's bad, he's bad. And so it's you just – The other thing is you got to remember, you are talking about the Central Division leading Minnesota Twins, and they go on the road and they do their job. It's what keeps you coming back. It's that one drive we make on the golf course or the 20-foot putt that keeps us coming back.
I think it's the one thing about this Twins team that I've liked is that they have gotten down in more than one game, and they got down 5-0 in the second inning, but Gibson held serve for 3 or 4 more innings and allowed the bats to come alive, and boy, did they ever, to the tune of 21 hits.
Well, I can attest to being in his position probably too many times, probably for sure too many times in my career where you look up on the scoreboard, it's a third inning, your team's down 4-1, you're just sitting there going, you know what, I've got about 65 more pitches that I can give to my team, and I've got to make sure they're all zeros. And you know, you have to give credit for those extra innings that he did pitch. And he didn't burn the bullpen, hopefully, for the next day. So sometimes you just got to bite the bullet and you do as best you can. And fortunately, obviously, the Twins offense doesn't give up either.
No. And Came through with flying colors last night. Also coming through with flying colors, the Houston Astros. Man alive, 30-15 right now. They better be, because the Texas Rangers are closing in a hurry at 24-21. Nine of their last 10, the Rangers have won, and Houston still staying ahead of them, though, by six.
Well, and this goes back to Mark's point. You just don't know. I mean, you win 10 in a row, you're 9-1 in your last 10 like Texas, and you're right back in the race. And it's way too early to think that those things can't happen. And Houston, they're looking over their shoulders going, man, I'm glad we cut the, you know, made the distance we did. And that's why I remember Tony La Russa always used to say his theory is get so far ahead, nobody can catch up. And Houston obviously is happy they did what they did, but you got to give Texas credit. They're firing on all cylinders.
Cal, you make your trips around to minor league parks. I wonder if there's any buzz about Tim Tebow, who has been rumored to maybe be promoted by the Mets. A buzz, positive or negative?
Well, I think it's been, you know, people have been cautious about it, but you're not. I haven't heard a whole lot about it. What I have heard more than anything is some of the front office people in baseball, some of the scouts in baseball, talking about it a little bit, saying, you know, could there be something to this? And you don't ever doubt that guy, but I also think that when he's starting to back it up at the plate, you've got to give him a little bit of credit here. So that's what I'm hearing it from, because no matter what when you being around front office people more often and being around the scouts and seeing how they work together, you're still realizing that they're second guessers of themselves. The good ones are. Did I miss something? Should we look into this? Is there more to it than what I think there is? And the good ones think that way, and Tim Tebow raises that question to a lot of them.
Cal Elder joining us, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Long way to the trade deadline, Cal, but already rumors out there, and they're swirling around the Chicago White Sox right now. Couple rumors that the Red Sox are looking at Todd Frazier and that the Washington Nationals are close to getting David Robertson to help out the back end of that bullpen for the Nationals. And as a White Sox fan, I am all for it.
So Scott, you're for a big trade with Quintana, is that correct?
I still don't know about that, but if they want to give away, if they want to trade Frazier and unload Robertson, I think that would be fine.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't necessarily. They have a lot of control over Quintana contractually. They also did over Sale, but the haul they got for Sale was just, you had to do that. I think you had to do that. I know Chris Getz, who is their minor league head of their minor leagues now, worked for us last year in Kansas City, and you know, it's just one of those things we talked about at the winter meetings. You get an offer like that, you've got to do it. But with Quintana, you still want somebody at the top of that rotation that can lead your staff. And I'm not so sure he's an ace, but at times he pitches like it. So you can't just abandon all that at once.
Cal, the Atlanta Braves in second place in the division, albeit below .500, lost Freddie Freeman for quite a significant amount of time with a wrist injury. They moved to acquire Matt Adams from St. Louis for cash and a minor league infielder. Good move for either team or both?
Well, I think it's a good opportunity for Matt. Matt was mentioned in a lot of different trades this last offseason over the winter. And, you know, when that happens, you kind of see, you feel from a player standpoint, is the organization I'm in losing confidence in me? Or is there somebody else that's coming up? And the situation for Matt was not so much that they were losing confidence in him. It was a little bit of that. But it's the fact that they needed Matt Carpenter playing over there. They got Johnny Peralta, who's going to have to play someplace else. Yadier Molina is going to need some time off behind the plate. So I think it's a good move for Atlanta, because Matt's going to get a chance to play every day and give them an opportunity to take a good look at Matt and see if he's somebody that they can either hang on to, or you get Freddie Freeman back, I'm not saying Atlanta wants to trade Freddie Freeman, but, you know, Scott, you mentioned that trade deadline coming up. He may be a huge piece that could fit in somebody else's on somebody else's club. He's got Matt Adams there as a backup.
For the Cardinals, it means they're staying all in on Johnny Peralta at this point now. And, you know, it's been it's kind of been a love and hate relationship between Cardinal fans and Johnny Peralta. Certainly has been hurt a lot. Every time you think you're ready to write him off, he does come up with a couple of clutch hits. But like I said, it's been kind of a love-hate relationship between him and St. Louis.
Well, and Johnny's the type of player, you know, in St. Louis does like players with a little bit of personality. And I'm not saying Johnny doesn't. Johnny's a quiet kid, quiet guy, professional hitter, clutch guy, and a great teammate. And so it's, and the other thing is the Cardinals got a lot of money in him. And so Matt Adams is a guy that they thought maybe they would move in the offseason. They've got other people that can fill that position. And Peralta's one of them, so you stay with the guy. They're not going to trade Johnny. Nobody's coming after Johnny right now, but they could move Matt Adams. And you're right, they're staying in on Johnny Peralta, and they've got a lot of dollars tied up in him.
Cal, why is Milwaukee in first place in the National League Central?
I think because they're hitting homers.
Yeah.
And you know what? They've also been able to have enough in the bullpen to finish games, and their starting pitching has been pretty good. But I think offensively, no one's told them that they can't hit. No one's told them the starting pitchers that they can't, you know, that they can't be successful. And you know, you look at it, and I always hesitate to say a club takes on the personality of their manager or their general manager. But I will say that, you know what, this is kind of Craig Counsell style, and a lot of people told him he couldn't play, but the Milwaukee Brewers are hanging in there. Plus, you haven't seen the other teams like the Cardinals and the Cubs. The Cardinals have been playing better, but neither one of these teams, especially the Cubs, have taken off like we thought they would.
With that in mind, with the Brewers in first place right now, good idea to kind of poke the bear a little bit over the weekend, or not a good idea to poke the bear over the weekend?
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be my sense. What do you guys think?
Do you have Cal, I guess the main thing when I looked into this, the Cubs, and we talked about this yesterday, so I'm not going to belabor the point, but the Cubs admitted they had a bad forecast. The thing that I took out of it is that before the All-Star break, the home team makes the decision. After the All-Star break, it's the umpire's decision, and I just don't get that.
Yeah, it's a strange situation there, and that's one of those things that needs to be cleaned up in the game. And the thing is a decision that what you're losing there is a decision made in the first half can affect the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just no question, and it's like we say, these games in April and May mean just as much as the ones in September. So it's, you know. You're right, Mark. It needs to be cleaned up, and unfortunately, it can lead to some bad feelings.
Do you have a favorite rainout story during your major league career?
Oh man,
you didn't cause one, did you?
I did not cause one, no. But I will say, it's funny you ask that, Scott. I was in Beloit, Wisconsin, in the Midwest League. That was the first place I went to after signing out of the University of Iowa. And we had some guys on the club that thought it would be a good idea to cause a rainout. And little did they know that these kids, I don't know if they were never from the Midwest or whatever, but, you know, the infield could get flooded. But that leaves a whole lot of grass in the outfield for teams to take infield, for guys to run. And we did a whole lot of both.
Did they do any more than you did?
There were a select few that did a whole lot more running than I did, but I sure wasn't happy about not having a game, I'll say that much.
There might be a few guys still running in Beloit, Wisconsin.
Well, the thing is about in professional baseball, you hope that they keep you to run. They can send you packing in a hurry, too.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of the University of Iowa, coming up tomorrow, the start of the Big Ten baseball tournament, but boy, what a great job by Jake Adams, Iowa, with several players that were all Big Ten, but Jake Adams being voted the unanimous Big Ten Player of the Year. Been a while since that has happened for a Hawkeye.
Well, you lead the country in home runs, and obviously, and he played a good first base. Actually, maybe I said this last week, he actually does a better job on the base pads than you think. He runs better than you would think for a guy his size. And you know what? If you're that successful as a first baseman in the Big Ten Conference, there's a lot ahead for you. And I know we talked about, you know, where could he be drafted or what the team's going to want him to do. And he knows that he's going to have to hit a good fastball. But I did a little bit of homework, and I was talking to CJ about Jake the other day, and he said that he talked to him about that. Four out of the last five home runs that he has hit have been on fastballs, one of them on a slider. And so when Illinois faced him, Illinois came after him with fastballs to see if he could hit it. Well, obviously he could hit it. So it's at least the fastball they're throwing at him. So give him a lot of credit, and I hope he gets a chance to play. I really do, at the next level.
Iowa opens tomorrow night as the number five seed against number four Maryland. They tied for fourth in the league, so not a big deal on seedings. But the teams have not met this year. What do you think about the matchups? And then a lot of folks say Nebraska's a team to beat, Michigan's a team to beat. How do you flush out that game one for Iowa and the tournament?
Well, obviously Maryland usually has they have one or two guys at the top of their rotation, and it'll be depend on what their matchup is with the starting pitching that they see. But you know they're going to see somebody that's going to be tough to score on. So you go back to a guy like Adams, it's going to be very important for the Hawks to just constantly try to get on base and put pressure on Maryland's defense. With the Hawks, obviously Gallagher, more than likely, is going to be their first guy out of the gate. They're going to need a good start from him because the guy they're going to face in Maryland more than likely is going to give them a good start. But this first game, guys, in that tournament is so important. You want to stay out of that loser's bracket. I followed that and covered that enough that, man, you get into that loser's bracket and it gets hard. You run out of pitching, even if you make a good run. That was a key to Iowa's success last year. Win in the first ball game, win in the second ball game, and unfortunately get to the championship game, and it's a one winner take all. And the other thing is, I think when you talk over the conference, Michigan is a team, not only Nebraska, but Michigan is supposedly a team that is better than what they've played. So, and Michigan has something to prove in this tournament.
Looks as though right now Iowa's RPI is 94. Looks as though people are speculating the only way Iowa's going to get in the regionals is if they win the Big Ten tournament. Is that the case?
I think so, Scott. I really do. I look at my son Luke and I were talking about this. You look at the RPI of Dallas Baptist where he goes to school. They're in the 60s, and they know that their conference isn't that strong and that they're going to have to beat Missouri State and probably win their conference tournament to get in. So that puts Iowa pretty much in the same situation. And because the Big Ten Conference is going to be looked at this year, that they're down a little bit from what they were last year. So I really think the Hawks need to go over there and win that tournament to be able to get into a regional.
How is Luke doing at Dallas Baptist?
Well, he had a very interesting year. They right away, what they don't want to do, they had about four young freshman pitchers that they did not want to only end up with, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 or 20 innings at the end of the year. So they strung them along quite a while, and then they finally decided to redshirt them. So Luke was redshirted this year. But when you redshirt, and you can ask CJ about this too, he went through the same thing. You think it sounds like, okay, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to do a little working out. I'm going to watch the team play, and I'm going to go to school. Well, what happens is during the midweek when there's no games, guess who you get to face? You get to face the horses from your own club. And for CJ, it was guys like Schwarber and Sam Travis and Mike Donnelly. And for Luke, there was a guy, Austin Listy, and their lineup down there in DBU is pretty tough. So He had a really good year down there, loved it. He's going to head here in a couple days up to Eau Claire, Wisconsin to play in the Northwoods League.
Oh, beautiful Eau Claire.
Yes.
That'll be good. With a stop at home along the way, right?
Well, yeah, you got to do laundry. You've got to get gift certificates and cash and as much food as you can possibly throw in your car.
I like that.
Let me check Daniel Craig for you here, Kel, in the poll question, okay?
How's he doing?
You're the Lone Ranger, man.
That's all right, well, though. It's early. Man. It's early.
I should know that. I mean, I got to believe Sean Connery's at the top.
I like Roger Moore.
Well, that's fine.
I thought Roger Moore was good.
There is no wrong answer.
Maybe if we had a bigger body of work on Daniel Craig, it'd make a difference. I don't know.
He's getting there, though.
Right.
Skyfall was amazing.
Right.
Amazing. Maybe the best Bond movie ever. Maybe.
Yeah, we just watched that a couple nights ago, and that is no question. My wife was like, she couldn't believe the special effects plus the storyline. She said, there's more in there. She said, I just thought this was going to be fist fights and women in bikinis. And said, well, there are some like that, but not. But it was much better than that.
Scott's got a whole library, Cal, if you ever need to borrow anything.
I got them all,
okay?
Man.
I'll be checking them out.
Mark, ready?
Yeah, let's do the top five, Cal.
All right, guys. The top five is starting to get interesting, but I'm kind of sticking to my guns a little bit here, and I know that you get down to four and five, and I think four and five can be argued through a lot of clubs. I think you look at you look at Texas, you look at the Dodgers, you look at Arizona, you even look at Milwaukee. Could be an argument as we talked about earlier, but I am going to stick with my guns right now, and I'm going to stay. I know they're not leading their division, but I'm going to stay with the Dodgers. Luke and I argued with this because I first initially thought Texas, he thought the Dodgers. We went back and forth on it, and he said, who would you rather face? Look at their ace and their rotation. And the Dodgers right now, even offensively with the young Bellinger in there, they're a tough lineup to face. But then the top four guys are pretty much staying the same with Colorado at number four. They're leading that division. I know I don't think it's the strongest division, but it's starting to change my mind with how well Arizona and Greinke's going there and how the Dodgers are coming along. But I've got the Yankees at number three because Baltimore's not even in here, and I still think they're a very good club. But the Yankees at number three, the Nationals at number two, and Houston number one. And I will say that I did think about switching Houston and the Nationals this week because – putting them head-to-head, I think the starting pitching is better for the Nationals right now, especially with Keuchel on the DL.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with Keuchel going down, I don't know how that's going to affect the Astros. And should be only 10 days, and we'll see if he can bounce back right
there. I'm just going to say this. Look for the Dodgers to move up in the next month.
Yeah, that is very hard to argue with that, no question.
All right. Cal, appreciate it, and have fun with the Big Ten tournament, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cal Elder joins us on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class here on KGYM.
For your ears only.
Thank you, Mark. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Have more for you coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
Hey, go like big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny. Pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage? T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak? It has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex ferociously strong tape.
Available at Menards.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
Because this was just an absolute bludgeoning from start to finish.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class. KGYM.
All right, we got a $100 a day in the month of May winner. And it is Josh from Iowa City. Josh from Iowa City, thank you very much for listening into the show. And enjoy that $100 courtesy of Toyota of Iowa City. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, and also Mark Janes, the voice of the Indianapolis 500, will be joining us. We'll have the race coming your way on Sunday, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning with the pre-race. We'll have it right here for you on KGYM and all three frequencies.
Tonight, Twins baseball against Baltimore, joined in progress at 7 o'clock, 107.5. FM, and then NBA action on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. It's Boston and Cleveland, Game 4.
Twins got that big come-from-behind win last night. Can they do it again? That'd be two pretty good
wins.
They got
Santana on the hill, and they got an Orioles pitcher that's been very good, so I expect a decent game. But like I said with Cal, I mean, I had no – I was ready to concede last night's game with all the circumstances, but there you have it.
And that's baseball.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds... You're saying, for your ears only, I'm paraphrasing Kirk Ferentz. It's just baseball, man. It's just baseball out there. Who is your favorite Bond of all time? Who played the best James Bond? Sean Connery, Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan, or Daniel Craig? Those are your six choices. And right now, Craig, Cal's influence is moving him up. Daniel Craig tied now with Sean Connery at the top of our very unscientific poll at this point. What's your favorite James Bond movie?
Boy, that's tough.
Of all time, favorite James Bond movie.
Wow. Goldfinger?
I'm still sticking with Goldfinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic of all time. Skyfall's right there, though.
I like For Your Eyes Only.
That was my favorite Roger Moore picture, along with Spy Who Loved Me. There have been some. Daniel Craig's done some good James Bond movies.
Favorite James Bond gadget?
Oh boy! the favorite gadget. That is a good question. Can I just throw the whole Aston Martin in there?
Sure, that'll work.
I'll throw the Aston Martin in there because you look good driving it. Anybody looks good driving an Aston Martin at this point. All right, maybe more Bond talk coming up with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up next for you here on KGYM. NBA basketball, that is coming up tonight after Golden State closed out the San Antonio Spurs last night. Will Cleveland take a 3-1 lead over Boston? We will find out in the Eastern Conference Finals coming up tonight. As we head to the top of the hour, we're going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up our prize this week here on KGYM, and that would be 2 rounds of golf and 2 sleeves of golf balls from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Thanks to Lisa Miller, everybody out there. And you can play at one of the 4 courses, either Ellis, Gardner, Twin Pines, or Jones, which is now open. We're going to tell you caller number 5, Zach, at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to hit the links on Mark and I. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Todd Brommelkamp Show next, KGYM.
Brought to you by Attorney Tax. If you're in trouble with the IRS and owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, listen to this important public announcement. The IRS is now offering a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can offer significantly reduced settlements that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. These